Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, July 23rd. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. Early and absentee voting for the August 18th primary started yesterday in all counties across the state. As Wyoming Public Radio's Ellis Urelli Huff reports, voters can cast their early ballots from now until August 17th.
Early voting can be done at various locations around the state. Absentee ballots can be mailed from home or any post office. Absentee ballots can also be dropped off in secure ballot boxes in Albany County, as well as some other counties around the state. Voters can pick them up at their county clerk's office. Kayla White is the Albany County Clerk. She says voters who didn't vote in the 2024 election may have to re-register if they were notified of getting purged from the voter roll earlier this year.
Anybody that did not vote in that general election gets a purge notice, and if they do not reply back to us letting us know that they want to remain on the voter rolls, they do get purged. If they did get purged, then yes, they would have to re-register for this election.
Many counties are also moving towards providing vote centers on Election Day this year. That means voters can cast their ballot at any designated polling location, no matter what their district or precinct. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ellis Urelli Huff.
In coming weeks, a new food program on the Wind River Reservation is opening 4 brick-and-mortar food pantries. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, the area's only food pantry recently shuttered.
Odessa Oldham is a member of the Navajo Nation and grew up on the Wind River Reservation. She says the Sweetgrass Food Lodge is a partnership between organizations from both the Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribes, and local farmers are helping too. 1890 Farms just donated lots of ears of corn. She says this is part of a broader vision.
We're not just building food lodges. We're actually trying to build a food system. So you have the Wind River Buffalo Initiative that's teaching you about not just the conservation of the buffalo, but the value of the buffalo and how you can use that buffalo, how to harvest it properly and not waste anything.
The program also delivers to the homes of elders and others who are homebound using 2 mobile food pantries. The mobile pantries will deliver next week to both the Arapaho Elementary School and the Eastern Shoshone Health Clinic. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.
Summer monsoon rains are delivering much-needed moisture, but as the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, they also bring a risk of floods and mudslides.
Rain can quickly escalate to dangerous flooding in steep canyons, dry washes, or downstream of land recently scorched by wildfires. Jillian Felton is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction, Colorado.
With those burn scars, the soil can become hydrophobic, meaning that a lot of that water that falls into the soil is just going to run right off of it. So debris flows are a big concern.
Floodwaters this past weekend pushed mud and trees from the Cottonwood Fire in Utah down Beaver Canyon, forcing evacuations. Mudslides from heavy rains also disrupted travel in Colorado, closing portions of Interstate 70 and smaller roads. The National Weather Service warns more storms this week mean additional flood risk throughout the region. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
As federal subsidies that help consumers purchase health insurance on regulated markets ended, many states saw declines in enrollment. With the exception of one state, New Mexico, the Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more on the difference.
A year ago, almost 70,000 New Mexico consumers purchased health insurance under the Affordable Care Act. The newest numbers show a 14.5% increase, the highest in the country. Deanne Stock is the director of the New Mexico Health Authority's Coverage Bureau. She credits the state's Health Care Affordability Fund, which the legislature passed in 2021. It provides funds to help people bridge the gap to afford coverage.
So the focus of the fund is to keep premiums low and out-of-pocket costs low, allowing more New Mexicans to take advantage of health care coverage in New Mexico.
A bipartisan legislative effort helped pass additional monies for the fund earlier this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey in Albuquerque.
The Fish Creek fire southwest of Tye Siding in Albany County remained at about 30 acres as of last evening. The area around the Battelle Ranch is under an evacuation order, while residents around the Fish Creek Ranch and Cherokee Park areas are under pre-evacuation orders. Residents there may return to their homes, but should be ready to leave at a moment's notice if conditions change. Check with the Albany County Sheriff's Office website for up-to-date information. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. 20 Special Olympics athletes recently returned from representing the state at a national competition. The Gillette News Record reports three of them were locals who brought in three of the state's 26 total medals. Danny Roatman and Kaylee Hayden competed in multiple track and field events, and Ella Coughlin took to the water for several swim events. A Lakota girl in a photo sparked a search into the past and a new book. Wildfile reports Martha Sandweiss came across the photo taken 158 years ago at Fort Laramie. She noticed the white men were named and the young girl was not. Sandweiss managed to track down her descendants and learned that the girl's name was Sophie Masseau. The stories of massacres at the hands of U.S. officers, blended families with French-Canadian bloodlines, and personal betrayals are included in her new book, Girl in the Middle, A Recovered History of the American West. The world champion Indian relay races in Sheridan has awarded its first ever MVP buckle. Darren Charges Strong Jr. of the Crow Tribe was given the inaugural award. It recognizes the athleticism, courage, and cultural significance of Indian relay racing. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. How many pronghorn antelope are in Wyoming? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the first woman elected to statewide office in Wyoming? Republican Estelle Reel won the election as superintendent of public instruction in 1894. Congratulations to Charles Withington, the first with the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your day and join me again tomorrow.